Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about the 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. So, Sophie, what's the deal with waking up at 5? Sounds like a punishment to me.
Hey there, Sam, and hey everyone. Honestly, I thought the same thing when I first picked it up. But this book isn't just about getting up early. It's a whole philosophy for taking control of your life, and it's been a game changer for so many people.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So what's the actual core idea? I mean, besides the obvious wake up at 5 o'clock.
The core is something called the victory hour. It's the first 60 minutes of your day, divided into 3 20-minute blocks. And each block has a specific purpose.
All right, let's hear it. What are we doing with those 3 blocks?
First 20 minutes is for movement, and not a gentle stretch. We're talking intense exercise that gets your heart pumping. The idea is that this signals to your brain that you're entering a state of readiness.
So you're basically telling yourself, I'm a person of action before the day even starts. I can get behind that. What's the next block?
The next 20 minutes are for reflection. That means meditation, journaling, or just sitting in silence and observing your thoughts. It's about connecting with your inner self and your values.
That sounds nice in theory, but I'm not great at sitting still. Does it really make a difference?
It does. It's about becoming aware of your thinking patterns and being more intentional. You start to respond to life instead of just reacting to it. It's like a compass for your day.
Okay, and the final 20 minutes?
That's for growth. Reading, learning, working on a skill. Sharma says this is non-negotiable for anyone who wants mastery. You're compounding your knowledge every single day.
So it's a full mind, body, soul workout before breakfast. I get the structure, but what about the rest of the day? You can't just do the hour and call it done.
Right, exactly. The book introduces the 90/90/1 rule. For the next 90 days, you spend the first 90 minutes of your workday on your single most important goal.
No distractions.
That's intense. I struggle to focus for 90 seconds sometimes. But I get the point. What's the other cycle?
The 60-10 rule. After 60 minutes of focused work, you take a 10-minute break. It's about honoring your energy cycles and preventing burnout.
Okay, so we've got the morning routine, the work rules. What about the bigger picture? How does this all fit together?
There's the 20/20/20 formula for your entire day. The first 20% is for your own growth and well-being, the next 60% for work, and the final 20% for relationships and community.
So it's about intentional allocation, not just equal division. That makes sense. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
And Sharma talks about the psychology behind why morning is the best time. Willpower is a finite resource that depletes during the day, so you want to tackle the important stuff first.
That's actually a really good point. I've heard that before. You're banking willpower when you're fresh.
And the 5 a.m. routine becomes a keystone habit. Once you master that, it triggers other positive behaviors. You start eating better, exercising more, being more patient with people.
All right, but I have to ask, isn't this just sleep deprivation with extra steps? I need my 8 hours.
That's the myth Sharma busts. It's not about sleeping less. You go to bed earlier. He recommends 9 or 10 o'clock. The goal is to wake up refreshed, not exhausted.
Okay, so I'd have to become a morning person. That feels like a huge change. What about the mental battle? How do you get past the resistance?
He says discipline isn't about forcing yourself to do something you hate. It's about choosing to do something you love even when you don't feel like it. The pain of discipline is temporary, but the pain of regret is permanent.
That's a powerful line. It really puts things in perspective. What about the 4 interior empires? I saw that mentioned.
Those are the 4 domains of a fulfilling life. Mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. Most people focus on 1 or 2, but the 5 a.m. Club nurtures all 4.
So it's a holistic approach. I like that. It's not just about productivity, it's about being a whole person.
Exactly.
And he gives practical tips too, like finding a 5 a.m. club buddy for accountability and prepping everything the night before to reduce friction.
A buddy makes sense. It's harder to hit snooze when you know someone's counting on you. But let's be real, is this book really for everyone?
I think the core message is universal. It's about reclaiming your sovereignty. In a world that's constantly pulling your attention, the early morning is a sanctuary. It's a declaration of independence.
Yeah, I remember the part about the history of the world in 100 seconds. It really puts your life into perspective. We're here for such a short time, so every moment matters.
Right.
And that's what Sharma wants us to remember. It's not about perfection. It's about making small, consistent choices that honor your potential. The book is ultimately a message of hope.
So, if I had to take away one thing, it would be that the morning is a chance to choose yourself first. It's a daily opportunity to become the person you want to be.
And if you want to dive deeper into this one, or explore the thousands of other titles in the library, you can check out the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction summaries you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The 5 a.m. Club isn't about the hour itself. It's about reclaiming your life, one deliberate morning at a time. We'll see you in the next one.